You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It's Tuesday, January 9th, and we're talking some Reds baseball. We bring in Reds reporter for MLB.com, Mark Sheldon. Mark, happy new year. Just over a month till pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training. And before we get into looking at 2018 in terms of lineup, rotation, bullpen, and all that, let's just take a look overall about the offseason. Have the Reds accomplished as an organization their goals coming into the offseason?
They had pretty modest goals, even though they were coming off a 94-loss season. I don't think they were making any grandiose overhauls that they were planning on doing. They explored trading Billy Hamilton or Adam Duvall, but their main objective was to add some bullpen help and maybe find a backup infielder that can play shortstop. And by that measure, it seemed like they've succeeded. They got Jared Hughes on a two-year deal, who's got experience of keeping the ball down, who's got some success at Great American Ballpark. They got Phil Gosselin as a utility player who can play some shortstop. And then today they signed a kind of a swingman starter slash reliever in Vance Worley. So it's not exactly stuff that's going to go, make a lot of people go crazy with excitement. But at the same time, they accomplished some of the goals they have. And I wouldn't rule out any more moves being made between now and spring training.
You mentioned Vance Worley there, signed today to a minor league deal right before we came on this podcast here. So is Worley a guy that they expect to make the team potentially, or is it more just a flyer type situation?
Well, with the minor league deal, it does give him some protection. There's really not a whole lot of risk, but he does get a nice salary if he makes it. He's got a $1.5 million base salary, and he does kind of check off the boxes of what they want. They know they have some question marks in both the rotation and the bullpen. He's a guy that can pick up some innings. He's got experience as doing both. However, just this last season, he got clobbered, it looked like, in Miami. He had a 6.91 ERA, not exactly robust, but he had a good year with Baltimore 2 years ago. He's got some experience in the NL Central with Pittsburgh. So I would imagine they're thinking that he could do a variety of things, and that versatility does bode well for his chances of making the club if he pitches well in camp.
Yeah, let's look at the rotation overall here as we look ahead to 2018. The Reds, we know it was a struggle last year. They allowed the second most runs in all of baseball, 5.17 ERA. Plenty of room for improvement, and do you see that being the case, improvement going into 2018?
Well, it's a cliche, but if they stay healthy, yeah, I do see some room for improvement. The big thing that's been killing them is injuries the last 2 years, and they have their three veterans, and Anthony DeSclafani, he missed all of last year. Brandon Finnegan was limited to four starts, and the often elbow-surgeried Homer Bailey had 18 starts last year. So those guys can be healthy and kind of pitch back to their track record a little bit. That's an immediate help. They'll at least get some innings, which is something they really didn't get a whole lot of last year. They were down at the bottom of innings pitched. Then you look at the young guys, and they have to expect them to take steps forward. No one more so than Luis Castillo, who has ace-like stuff and really came out of nowhere in a lot of ways. He jumped from Double-A to the major leagues and had a 3.12 ERA, just looked like he knew what he was doing, and they kind of have a lot of excitement about him. And then you look at the other guys like Sal Romano, who finished up strong, Robert Stevenson finished up strong, Tyler O'Malley is a guy they really like. He got four big league starts, and they were impressed. And then they want to hope that some of the guys that struggled, like Amir Garrett or Jackson Stevens can maybe, or Cody Reed can maybe, pick it up a little bit and be a factor in going for the rotation.
Yeah, and you mentioned room for improvement there in the rotation, and as well with the bullpen. It seems like the Reds definitely made some changes in the bullpen. Every time I looked up in the offseason, there was a new name or a new signing there. Talk a little bit about the bullpen 2018.
They have a back end of the bullpen that looks pretty good. Raisel Iglesias became kind of a quiet workhorse. You didn't hear his name a lot nationally just because the Reds were out of it, but he did save 28 games out of 30 chances, which is strong. He had eight saves of two innings, so that's pretty strong. And then Wandy Peralta, as a rookie, emerged as a great left-handed setup guy for them. He overtook Tony Cingrani, really made the role his own. He perfected his slider to work off of his changeup and his fastball, and he did very, very well. He did not show any fear, and he really got the mental game down. He stopped beating himself up for mistakes like he did as a September call-up the previous year, and last year he seemed like he had it all together. I already mentioned Jared Hughes, who has a track record of keeping the ball on the ground, and that'll definitely bode well for him in a small place like Great American Ballpark. He's pitched around the NL Central with Milwaukee and Pittsburgh, so he knows the Reds pretty well, and that should help him. Michael Lorenzen, if he doesn't make the rotation, he's going to get a chance to start. He would be back in the bullpen. That gives him an opportunity to build off of what he did. He had some pretty good moments last year and some not-so-good moments. And then it's kind of a bunch of guys that haven't got either – they don't have track records or they haven't had success or both. They have Worley previously mentioned. They have Kevin Shackelford, Ariel Hernandez, a couple other guys. And then you look at maybe Jimmy Herget, who is a prospect who pitched really well in Double A and Triple A. He's a sidearmer that can throw 96. They're very high on him. Perhaps he can work his way past some of the established guys and get a spot in the bullpen. That would be a big help.
We're talking with Mark Sheldon, Reds reporter for MLB.com. Looking at the lineup, the Reds finished 14th in runs scored last year. They batted .253 overall as a team. How do you see the lineup shaping up for next year? Who's going to take that big leap and really maybe even vault into a more important role within that lineup?
Lineup is going to be largely unchanged from last year. They hit 219 home runs. The one guy that's going to be missing is Zach Cozart. He left for free agent riches in Anaheim. Jose Peraza is going to take his place. It's still a bit of a question mark how well he can fill his shoes. He did not do well as the regular second baseman last season and got replaced by Scooter Gennett. Gennett, speaking of him, he had a breakout year, and you kind of wonder if he can repeat that. You know, the averages say that it'd be tougher for him to do, but maybe he can pull it off. As far as breakout years, you got to keep thinking someone like Eugenio Suarez, who keeps making strides. He really kind of came on last year, showed he has a lot of power, can go the other way. They really are happy with the way he played third base. And Jesse Winker, who right now does not have a regular spot per se. They're going to kind of, I'm barring a trade, go with a four-man outfield rotation so everyone can play, and they really want to get him more involved. He came on in the second half last year after having kind of two unremarkable call-ups. The third one, he really did come on. He showed some power. He showed he could hit. He showed he could get on base. If he had to, he could even lead off. They need to find a spot to get him more involved regularly. And then, of course, all of it centers around Joey Votto, probably the best hitter in baseball, was 2 points shy of the NL MVP this winter or this offseason, and has he makes everybody in that lineup better. So if Joey Votto is doing what he normally does, everyone else can kind of build off that. And it all starts with Billy Hamilton, who must get on base more. He has not been a very good guy getting on base. He's got a sub-300 on base percentage for his career. If he gets on base, a lot of good things can happen for the Reds.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of potential in that lineup to improve even more in terms of run scoring going into this season, and getting Winker at bats clearly a priority. The way he showed up, as you said, his third time was the charm coming up there in the majors. And as we wrap up, the Rookie Career Development Program, MLB continuing that, took place last weekend for the Reds. Infielder Alex Blandino took part. MLB Pipeline's Jonathan Mayo caught up with Alex Blandino at last weekend's Rookie Career Development Program, and here's what he had to say.
Alex, first, you know, this program, I know it's just getting started, but what did it mean to you that the Reds wanted you to come be a part of the Rookie Career Program?
Yeah, you know, it's a huge honor to be here, to learn from, you know, so many guys that have been there, done this. Just thankful for the Players Association to put this on for us. Like you said, we just started. But, you know, also to meet so many guys from around the league that are going through the same things that, you know, me and other players from the Reds are going through. So it's been fun so far, for sure.
Your career, and we've crossed paths a few times, following things like that, but it probably hasn't been the most direct path or what you thought coming out of school. How do you feel that maybe some of the adversity that you faced, especially, in 16 and or 15, whenever it was, how do you think that's helped you become a better overall player now?
Yeah, I think it's all about the journey. And, you know, it's hard to plan when you're young. You don't always know what to expect. But, you know, every step of the way, it's about improving and learning and having a successful career moving forward. So, you know, luckily last year, I got back on the right track that I, you know, I've been looking to be on, and I'm really excited for 2018.
What clicked for you in 2017? What started to work for you on a more consistent basis?
I think just getting back to the things that, you know, had always made me successful growing up and in college, and just competing every day and doing the little things. Ultimately, it's about winning, and it's about helping your team win on a daily basis, and showing your club that you can be consistent and showing them, you know, what they can expect from you day in and day out. So just, again, getting back to basics, playing defense, having good at-bats every day, and really focusing on just, you know, day-to-day success.
One of the things you said in terms of helping a ball club that you're starting to show is an ability and a willingness to move around the field more. You played, I think, three positions in 2017, maybe a little less shortstop than you had, more second and third. Yeah. How is that transition, and, you know, are you realizing that, like, that, you know, maybe that's your ticket, at least initially, to get up to the big leagues?
Yeah, I think that's part of it, especially, you know, coming up through the minors, is finding your place within your organization and finding where you fit in and where you can help them. So like you said, you know, bouncing around, having that defensive versatility, I think is something that I pride myself in for sure, and I think something that the Reds are looking forward to having me help them. So if you can hit and play multiple positions, it's easier for them to find a place for you.
Okay, a couple fun questions for you. What's your go-to uniform number? If you could pick like one number, what's the number that you like to wear and why?
Probably number 5. I find that I've had my best years ever since I was a little kid just wearing number 5. So, you know, kind of a little bit superstitious for me, but I do like to wear 5. In college, I wore number 1 just because that's what they gave me. So I don't know, one of those two, but at least for me, I think just, again, superstition, but just whatever helped you be successful. If it's a, it's probably not your number, but yeah, for sure.
What's the craziest experience in baseball that you've had? Like something that you've experienced on the field, off the field, you're like, all right, that's not something I ever thought would happen.
Craziest experience. Probably playing in Pensacola. Bubba Watson's a part owner of the team. Watching him go out and hit golf balls, taking a right-handed club, flipping it upside down, and just driving balls perfectly straight over the scoreboard, hooking them around the scoreboard. That's something probably, yeah, that I would never expect to do on a baseball field, even though I was just watching it, but pretty cool to experience that for sure.
What's your favorite baseball memory, like childhood baseball memory?
Probably going to Cooperstown. Honestly, when I was 12 years old and playing in that Cooperstown tournament, we actually ended up winning the whole thing. So just competing against so many teams around the country, it's kind of like your first taste as a child of seeing just the scope of baseball in America and seeing that there's so many players from all around, you know, and working my way up and seeing some of those guys that I actually played against kind of in the same seat that I am now, or being in the big leagues and being successful. It's pretty cool.
All right, last one. Who's your celebrity doppelganger, your lookalike?
Celebrity doppelganger. I get Anton Apollo Ono a lot. Depends if I'm wearing like a headband or not for like a costume party, but that's probably the one that I get the most.
Talk about the progress of Blandino a little bit here moving forward.
Yeah, Blandino was a first-round supplemental pick a few years ago, and they had high hopes for him. He was a shortstop out of Stanford, a very intelligent, very smart guy. 2 years ago, he seemed like he was at a crossroads because he just was struggling. It didn't seem like he was going to hit, and he kind of stalled a little bit, and I kind of wondered if he was going to flame out. And then last year, he really seemed to put himself back on the map. He's on the roster going into this season. He's going to be at spring training again. And he showed he could hit a little bit. I think the idea now is maybe not so much a shortstop, but that he kind of projects more as a second baseman that can play shortstop. And that's something they do need, as I mentioned earlier, going into this season. So if he has a good spring, he could become a backup infielder with the shortstop experience, and they would really like that. He's a very, very good defender that can hit. So it'll be interesting to see how he fares in camp.
Mark Sheldon joining us as always. Mark, thanks so much for the time. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you again as the season approaches. I'm Darwin Zook, and thanks for tuning in on MLB.com Extras.